We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Teddy Beverley in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we welcome to the game to speak up for the ladies, Teddy Beverley. And I hope she can speak up well against these three old lags at the game. The rules are, as before, I'm going to ask each one to speak for just a minute, if they can, on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating in any way from the subject, if they can. If the others think they fail, they will press their buzzer and challenge them. If I uphold the challenge, then they will gain a point and take over the subject for the remaining 60 seconds. And if I don't uphold their challenge, then whoever is speaking will gain a point and continue with the subject. That is the way we score. That is the way we endeavour to play the game. The rest should become evident as we continue. And let us start with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth. It looks as if it's going to be your day today, Kenneth. Kenneth, the subject for you is the things I say. Can you speak for 60 seconds on that subject, starting now?
Some of the things I say are curiously idiosyncratic. I have made expressions like "your actual" really quite famous, and I'm almost known for "your actual." Many people have said, whenever I hear you, I always think of "your actual."
Derek Nimmo, you have challenged. Why?
Repetition of "your actual."
Yes, well, that is perfectly correct. He said it actually three times. So Derek Nimmo has gained a point, and there are 42 seconds left for him. Yes, Kenneth Williams feels very hurt about this. He had so much more to say. But I'm afraid the rules are the rules, and Derek Nimmo, you have 42 seconds for the things I say, starting now.
Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet, eating her curds and whey. There came a big spider and sat down.
Teddy Beverley, you've challenged. Why?
I'm not altogether sure you're saying, you're reciting, aren't you?
Oh, yes, brilliant.
Well, there's our new girl jumping right into the guinea and getting a very well-deserved point. Teddy, there are 34 seconds left for the things I say, starting now.
Yes, well, I'm not sure I'm going to say anything either. I think I'll sing as you recited. But the things I say, I'm afraid, are always really rather silly, you know. Being one of the ladies, I say things like, how do you do when I meet people? I say goodbye when I leave them. I say good morning when I wake up in the morning. And I say good night at night.
Clement Freud, your challenge, what?
Repetition.
What?
Good, 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 good.
Oh, no, they were attached to the word.
Yes, it is.
No,
repetition.
Is good morning a word and good night a word?
I'm afraid they are two separate words, yes. Some people do hyphenate them, but I think within the rules of the game it is absolutely correct. So Clement Freud has a point, and there are 18 seconds left for the things I say, Clement, starting now.
The things I say to my bank manager are, please, could I have some more money because...
Kenneth Williams, why do you...
Deviation is the things I say, not the things I say to my bank manager.
Well, I'm afraid, you know... One takes the subject and the things I say, and you can say them to anybody. So I'm afraid Clement Freud has another point, and he has 13 seconds left for the things I say, starting now.
2 pints of milk, 1 yogurt, and 3 pints of...
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Deviation. You couldn't possibly say that to his bank manager.
He might.
I bank with my milkman.
He might, but none of us believe it. So, Derek Nimmo, you have another point because your challenge was correct. There are 10 seconds left for the things I say, starting now.
When I get up in the morning, I say, round about the houses lived a little bear. The bear's name was Teddy. And what the...
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
2 bears.
Clement Freud, you listened so well. Another point to you, Clement. 5 seconds left for the things I say, starting now.
A £5 note and £3 in silver, also copper.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
£2.
Well...
A pound.
Yes. Kenneth Williams has a point.
Oh,
Kenneth, you have a point. And Kenneth Williams continues with the subject for 3 seconds on the things I say, starting now.
Well, they include ears. Stop missing a vowel. I've often said that.
You know, Kenneth Williams started with this subject. I'm sure he was dying to get back with it.
I should have had it all the time.
Yes, I know.
It would have been taken from me.
He was building up to the stop messing about.
Did I win?
Yes. Kenneth, no, where are we? Oh, yes, the score at the end of the first round.
Have I won?
No, we've got about six more rounds to go yet, Kenneth. Can you stay with us?
Well, am I in the lead?
No, you're in second place.
Yeah, you should. It's not bad, is it?
Not bad, no. I must explain to our listeners that Kenneth Williams was so disbelieving he had to leave his chair at the other side of the stage and rush up to mine to make sure. But Ian Messiter scores very, very well. Clement Freud is 1 point lead over Kenneth Williams and Derek Nimmo, and they 1 point lead over Teddy Beverley. It's terribly exciting at this point, isn't it? Good. Derek Nimmo, will you begin the next round? It's a long one.
Oh, dear.
What to look for in a good second-hand car? Have you established that long thought? Derek Nimmo, because we'd like to try and talk for 60 seconds on that subject, starting now.
Well, of course, it rarely depends what you look for in a good second-hand car and how good it is. Now, if you get a Rolls-Royce, the most important thing to do...
Teddy Beverley, you've challenged. Why?
Did he not say good twice?
Yes, but it's a good second-hand car, and it's on the card, so he's allowed to say it. So Derek Nimmo has another point. He has 52 seconds left for what to look for in a good second-hand car, starting now.
Having seen one of these aforementioned machines, I leap into the back seat, tear it up, and look for half crowns. Now, you'll be surprised how many you find. Occasionally, threepenny pieces. And then, another thing to look for is a carpet. Now, if the carpet is good and clean, you would be as at loss for words as I am at this moment.
Clement Freud, you challenge, yes. He's lost for words with his own admission. Clement Freud has another point, and there are 26 seconds for what to look for in a good second-hand car, starting now.
The most important thing to look for in a second-hand car is an engine, because they have this nasty habit of hardly going...
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged.
Deviation. By definition, it couldn't be a good second-hand car if it didn't have an engine.
Yes, but you see, we've also established it is second-hand.
But it so couldn't some... be a good second-hand car unless it had an engine.
My
it
very
could
point.
Could be a good
the exact point.
I maintain, in spite of what the audience say, that a second-hand car could be good, the condition could be good, but the engine could not be good. You see, a second-hand means it is not new, it is not good in that sense. So I am still with Clement Freud, who has another point and 20 seconds left for the subject, starting now.
Danish blue cheese sandwiches are great...
Kenneth Williams, why have you
challenged? Deviation. We're not going for good second-hand cars. Danish blue cheese sandwiches. Load of rubbish.
Kenneth Williams, you have a point, and you have 16 seconds left for Danish blue cheese sandwiches.
No, it's not the subject.
Clement Freud is threatening Kenneth Williams with a very early challenge with his buzzer right beneath his nose. We'll see how Kenneth Williams stands up to this intimidation as he continues talking for 16 seconds on what to look for in a good second-hand car, starting now.
I wouldn't have a car on my first hand, let alone my second hand. I don't believe in them anywhere, but if I were looking for anything in such a vehicle, I would certainly have a good look at the interior mechanism. When you lift the bonnet, you can always tell straight away whether the thing has been well looked after.
I'm sure that all the followers of Kenneth Williams will be surprised to hear that he's now in second place behind Clement Freud. Clement Freud, it's your turn. Will you begin the next round? The dog next door. What a marvellous subject. Will you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
The dog next door is a cross between a Great Dane and a Pekingese. And many people passing by wonder how it was possible to achieve such a mixture. Our neighbours, who are the proprietors of this animal...
Teddy Beverley, why have you challenged?
Don't you think there was some deviation there?
I think there's a lot of deviation. I think, to be fair within this game, Clement Freud, I think, is about to try and explain. So what I must do is give you a bonus point for a clever challenge and leave the subject with Clement Freud with 46 seconds left for the dog next door, starting now.
Okay.
When Mr. and Mrs. Featherstone, who live in the house to our right, are asked...
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
I doubt if Mrs. Featherstone is a dog. Deviation.
But they might be the owners of the dog. I don't think he quite justified the situation. I think that was a too abrupt challenge. You must give someone a chance.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No,
Clement.
So... Clement Freud has another point on that situation, and there are 42 seconds left for the dog next door, starting now.
I asked to explain how this strange marriage came about. they bring a 6-foot box and say, this is how it happened. And this box is very well known in the neighborhood and is called the mating block. The Great Dane, who was the father of the aforementioned animal, barks all night. This is boring and tire-making, and many of us...
I think it's totally disgusting. Absolute vintage Freud filth.
I think it's devious, but also he hesitated like
that. Oh, hesitation is
yes.
No,
you've got to abide by the rules, haven't you?
Yes, yeah. Well, all right, so he's got him in 2 points. Derek Nimmo, you have a point. There are 17 seconds left for the dog next door, starting now.
The dog next door to me is a thoroughbred British bulldog of splendor unique. He goes out every morning with a Union Jack coat on his back, led by a red, white, and blue lead. He goes along the street with his head held high.
I suppose there are different ways of playing to the audience, and Derek Nimmo's got a very good one, appealing to their British instincts. A tremendous round of applause that Derek gets a bonus point at the end. Not a bonus point, an extra point. For those who may be listening for the first time, if I haven't established whoever is speaking when the whistle goes, telling us that 60 seconds is up, gets an extra point. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round and try and talk for 60 seconds on the subject of winkles? Starting now.
They are not a food I would care to eat myself, but I do know people who enjoy them enormously, and one particular friend of mine used to take great pleasure in taking the pin and pulling them out and piling them up in this grotesque mess on a plate with all the empty shells beside. And these things lying there looked horrible. I used to sit there and say, how can you eat them? And they look like worms on your plate. How can you eat all nutritious things? Everyone of these contains your essential vitamins. You could live off them, and if you drank champagne with it, you'd have all your necessary proteins to keep you in good health and body, fibre, limbs, stout of wind, wind of li...
Out of limb and limb.
I know, I can't believe
it. It was so lovely, though, wasn't it? And the audience showed their appreciation. You went for 45 seconds without being interrupted. That's jolly good.
Yeah, but I'm afraid, challenged.
The Clement Freud challenged. Didn't
to
he?
Win, yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, and you've challenged for what?
All those wins.
I have to establish it with the listeners, because some
repetition.
Of them... Yes, so people do write in sometimes and say why, and we can't remember a long time later. So, Clement Freud, you have another point. You have 15 seconds left for winkles, starting now.
I can't get my winkle out. Oh, this is it.
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
Vintage Freudian filth.
I think, to be fair to Clement Freud, you can't challenge for filth. So Clement Freud has another point, and he continues for the next 13 seconds on Winkles, starting now.
Oh, isn't it a doer? I can't get it out with an old bent pin. Has anyone here got a skewer? These are the words of an early Victorian song called Winkles, which was sung in Southend and...
For the sake of good taste, I am so pleased that Clement Freud was able to go back and continue what he started to say. Clement Freud, with his little dissertation on Winkles, has gone into the lead. And Teddy Beverly, will you begin the next round? How to be good, Teddy. That's the subject, and will you start now?
Ah, yes. Well, do you mean pure, like Derek Nimmo here, or do you mean good at it, like Kenneth Williams would have us believe? You see, to be good, I'd say, for a girl would be to see a mink coat in a shop window and start saving up for it. And then, of course, you see, it depends what you mean by good, because if you were good to your sugar daddy, I think then your real daddy would think you were bad, you see. And I'm very glad you asked me this, because I've really always been so very, very good. It's a wonder...
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged.
Well, repetition of good at this stage.
Yes, we have had a little bit too much of the goodness. So, Derek, you have another point. You have 34 seconds left for how to be good, starting now.
I get up early in the morning. I brush my hair carefully. I clean my teeth and show them to my mummy.
Kenneth Williams, why do you chant?
Deviation. This is endless catalogue, again, of Derek Nimmo's personal hygiene. We get every week this personal hygiene. He's always on about when he gets up and brushes this and
you've
combs the other. And...
You've made your point.
Yes.
And it is probably Derek's way of starting the day out to be good. So I think I must be fair and give him another point and say there are 27 seconds left for Derek Nimmer to continue telling us how to be good, starting now.
And then I walk out into the street and hand six brand new shiny pennies to the nearest beggar that I see waiting there. I get onto a bus and I pay my fare as I walk the
other. Clement Freud, you challenge.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, Clement, you have another point. 14 seconds for how to be good starting now.
The best way to do this is to avoid being bad. Going around, speaking nicely to kind people, helping old women across the street, children...
Kenneth Williams, you challenge.
Helping old women across the street, deviation, helping old women across the street is not good. It may be very many things. It may be charitable, it may be very kind, but it has nothing to do with goodness.
Kenneth, you make your points with such aplomb, everybody thinks you must be right, but I think there is an element of goodness in that.
I hadn't spoken for hours.
I know. And when you do it so well, don't you? But you could have had him for hesitation. I'd have allowed that, but it's too late.
I was about to say that.
Yes, I know you were, but it's too late now, I'm afraid. So there are 4 seconds left, another point to Clement Freud, for him to continue on how to be good starting now.
Patting children on the head and calling on my parents, asking if I might clean their shoes.
Well, at the end of that round, Clement Freud has jumped into a very definite lead. Derek Nimmer, will you begin the next round? The subject is parking. Can you talk on that subject? 60 seconds, starting now.
I drove my Austin 7 up to the side of the street and said to the lady with the yellow hat on, would it be all right if I left my machine here? And she said, of course. How awfully nice of you to ask me first. Well, I always do that because I like to try to be good. So I got out of the car, first of all removing my winkle picker shoes, and then I saw the funniest thing at the side of the road, the dog next door. Now, you'd be totally surprised. And the funny thing was to know who was leading it, my sisters. And there they were, with the Mother Superior.
Clement Freud, why have you chatted?
Deviation, he hasn't been on parking for a very long time.
No, you're quite right. We were so enjoying it, we've forgotten about that, haven't we? Well done, Clement Freud, you concentrate so well. Another point to Clement Freud, 24 seconds left for parking, starting now.
This is something for which it's almost essential to have a car, though having a good second-hand vehicle is a help. You draw into the...
Clement Kingsman, his wife, who challenged.
Deviation, it is not necessary to have a car to park. You can park yourself in a chair.
Well done, Clement.
Almost.
Kenneth Williams has another point, and he takes over the subject of parking. 15 and a half seconds left, starting now.
Well, I once did this myself in another friend's car, and the lady come and put her head through the door and said, here, you've been here over your prescribed time. And I said, but darling, is there really any prescribed time?
Oh, Clement Freud, you've challenged.
What were we doing in the... What?
He's challenged.
Repetition?
Yes.
Well, you've done yourself out of a very good anecdote, dear.
All right, finish the anecdote and then we'll go back to the game.
I can't, I just realise it's dirty.
Yeah. Anything as prescribed as that must be.
And I just realised I'm really much too young for all this. I don't think
absolutely. But you're doing very well, Teddy. You're doing very well. You're still in there with a chance. And there are 4 seconds left for Clement Freud on parking, starting now.
Many major cities have regulations limiting the amount of time which one is...
At the end of that round, Clement Freud is speaking, gets another point, and he's also increased his lead over the other three, who are all about equal in second place. Clement Freud, a delightful subject, fascinating one for you, and very interesting, I think the results are going to be, because Ian Mester's thought of the subject of neology. Clement Freud, would you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
This is something which I've always been very good at, because frequently, neologically speaking, I have been the person responsible.
Derek Nimmer, you've challenged. Why?
Well, repetition. He's speaking frequently, neologically.
He's speaking frequently, yes, but he's not speaking repetitiously. So, therefore, he has another point, and he has 50 seconds left, starting now.
What I've said has gone down in the annals of neology. I can do no better than to quote a certain occasion when I was in Walberswick in East Suffolk and our village team were entertaining Lowestoft Railways. I was batting number 6, or to coin a phrase, I was in in the middle order of our side. The bowler from the other end came up.
Kenneth Williams, you challenge. Why?
Deviation. What's this got to do with neology?
Absolutely nothing at all. Kenneth Williams has any idea about it. But anyway, Kenneth, you have 35 seconds left. 36 seconds left for neology starting now.
I certainly do have every idea about neology. And I know exactly what it is. It is the study of things which are new, insofar as when they came about, they were innovative.
Clement Freud, you've challenged. Why?
Deviation.
Entirely right. Clement Freud, you take over the subject of neology with 23 seconds left starting now.
Dr. Stanley Prustinghaus was probably one of the great authorities on this subject.
Derek Nimmer, you've challenged. Why?
Is deviation.
Yes, absolutely right. He had nothing to do with the subject. Derek Nimmer, you take over for 17 seconds. The subject, neology, starting now.
The interesting thing about neology is a completely made-up word, not to be found in any dictionary whatsoever. And so, therefore, if one wants to talk about it, one has to talk absolute rubbish.
Kenneth Williams, you've challenged. Why?
Hesitation.
Did he hesitate?
Didn't you hear him, Teddy? Didn't you hear you're sitting next to him?
No. Unfortunately, he was being devious, and I was listening for this so carefully. He didn't hesitate, as far as I remember. So Derek Nimmer still has the subject, with 10 seconds left for neology, starting now.
The way that you spell this word is N-E-O-L, the same letter that I just said, G-Y, which makes it a rather interesting word, because if you find...
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Word, word, word. Three words in...
Yeah. Yes, indeed. So Clement Freud has another point. He has 2 seconds left for neology, starting now.
This is the study of coining phrases.
Clement Freud has got a commanding lead at the end of that run. We did hope that they would all challenge like mad, because we wondered if any of them knew what it was. I don't think actually any of them do know what it means from what they were saying. The actual neology means the science of words.
So I thought it was the study of knees.
Teddy Bell, you didn't speak.
Yes. The study of knees, yes.
Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. The subject is paddling. 60 seconds, starting now.
Quite recently, when I was on holiday, I had occasion to walk or promenade. Some people would have it, a long, wide, and very beautiful sandy beach. And this friend said, the only thing against our promenading in this fashion is that you do come to effluence. I said, oh, dear. On earth are they? And he said, it is a place where sewage discharges into the sea. And you have to be very careful about treading in such water. I said, oh no, because I've been told that saline matter always purifies germs within a matter of seconds. So when we came to this thing, I simply took off my shoes and socks and waded forthwith into this effluent. But unfortunately, it was deeper in the middle than I had anticipated. In I went, the trousers were soaked. And when I came back to this beach cafe to have the cup of tea, which we had gone all that way for, you understand, oh, they said, what's happened to you?
If you take in the last series of Just a Minute and this one, it is a very long time since anybody has managed to speak for 60 seconds without being interrupted and do it so well. So, because not only does he get 2 points, but as he did it so well, we decided to give him an extra bonus point. 3 points.
Oh, well, that must be...
Well, that, I'm afraid, is all we have time for in this particular game of Just a Minute. Let me give you the final score. Teddy Beverley, who, after all, hasn't played against these three experienced people before, was in fourth place, but he did jolly well. And in second place, equal, a little bit in front of Teddy, were Kenneth Williams and Derek Nimmer. But about a dozen points ahead of them was this week's winner, Clement Freud. Well, we do hope you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute. Goodbye from all of us here.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.